Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Morning Market Update. And we are seeing a bit of risk-off behavior today as commodities in general are getting hit. Weather in the Western Corn Belt in the forecast for the next 2 weeks does continue to point to dryness, and we are going to start seeing temperatures move up into the 90s. So that will remain an issue of concern. I'm also getting some reports about some trouble with some soybeans in Iowa, but thus far the market seems to be a little bit oblivious of that. July corn at 597, down 7 cents this morning. December new crop at 518 and 3 quarters, down 15 and 3 quarters. July soybeans at 1311 and a quarter, down 26. November soybeans 1159 and 3 quarters, down 29 and 3 quarters. There's continued concerns developing about the economy in China, and I think that is generally weighing on commodities today. July soybean oil at 46.72 is down 208 points, or about 4.25%. July soybean meal at 397.90 is down 430. Old crop crush at 76.50 is down 8. New crop crush at 165 even, down 6.25. Wheat getting hit. We did see some pretty good support for July wheat in Chicago at the $6 level, but we are punching a hole through that. July now at 592.25, down 23.5. July Kansas City at 784.5, down 34.75. July Minneapolis 791, down 27. We will be getting crop progress numbers. Those will be out today. Export sales will be delayed until Friday because of the holiday. I would expect to see some very good crop progress numbers across the board. September rice at 1432 is down 40. July cotton 84.88. That's currently up 153 on very low volume. December new crop at 8038 is currently down 16. One bright spot, I guess. If you're a producer, it's good news. If you're a consumer, it's not so great. August live cattle at 166.05 is up 88, and we are getting precariously close to a new life contract high there. Feeder cattle for August at 237.20 are up 328, or about 1.25%. July hogs at 79.12 are up 435, or just south of 6%. Funds had established a pretty good size short position, so risk off in there is buying, and that is pushing the hogs higher this morning. June milk at 15.83 is currently down 5. July orange juice 283.80, down 8.15. Crude oil $69.75 a barrel. That's down $3, or just about 4%. Diesel at 228.58 is down about 7 cents a gallon. And unleaded gasoline is at 249.20. That's down a dime a gallon, or just south of 4%. Looking at natural gas, one moment here while we punch up the natural gas. We have changed some contract months here, and we'll get this punched in for us here. 1 second. July natural gas at 230 is down 12, or just about 5%. Gold is moving higher this morning. August gold at 1976.40. That's up 1330. July silver at 2332 is down 4. Dollar index at 104.08 is down 12. It appears that we do have a deal around the debt ceiling, and it needs to get through the Rules Committee and be passed by both houses of Congress, but there appears to be at least an agreement working in place. Stocks are mixed this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average 32,974. That's down 118, down about a third of a percent. S&P 500 is at 42.13. That's up about 7.5 points, but that is 22 points off the best levels of the day. The NASDAQ Composite at 13,068 is currently up about 92 points, and that is trading at about 110 points off the best levels of the day. Moving on to interest rates, they are actually lower this morning. The 2-year at 449 is down 6 basis points. The 10-year at 371 down 9 basis points. The 30-year at 391 is down 5 basis points. So we are clearly seeing some buying of bonds and the selling of risk assets, which is kind of the definition of risk off. So we'll see how the rest of the day plays out. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and warm Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.